the consortium should earn back its investment in 10 years and collect substantial profits from the renewable facility for at least another decade. Overnight, Japan has become the world's hottest solar market. In less than 2 years after Fukushima melted down, the country more than doubled its solar generating capacity. According to METI, developers installed nearly 10 gigawatts of renewable generating capacity through the end of April 2014, including 9.6 gigawatts of photovoltaics. The nuclear reactors at Fukushima Daiichi had 4.7 gigawatts of capacity. Overall, the country has around 290 gigawatts of installed electricity generating capacity. Three-quarters of the new solar capacity was in large-scale installations such as Mitsui's. Yet this explosion of solar capacity marks a bittersweet triumph for Japan's solar panel manufacturers, which had led the design of photovoltaics in the 1980s and launched the global solar industry in the 1990s. Bitter because most of the millions of panels being installed are imports made outside the country. Even some Japanese manufacturers, including early market leader Sharp, have taken to buying panels produced abroad and selling them in Japan. How Japan, once the world's most advanced semiconductor producer and a pioneer in using that technology to manufacture photovoltaic cells, gave away its solar industry is a story of national insecurity, monopoly power, and money-driven politics. It is also a tale with important lessons for those who believe that the strength of renewable technologies will provide sufficient incentives for countries to transform their energy habits. In Japan, for most of the 2000s, impressive advances in photovoltaics were ignored because the country's powerful utilities exerted their political muscle to favor nuclear power. And despite resurging consumer demand for solar power and strong public disdain for nuclear, the same thing could happen again. Will a country with few fossil fuel resources and bleak memories of the Fukushima disaster take advantage of its technical expertise to recapture its position as a leading producer of photovoltaics? Or will it turn away from renewable energy once more? Riches. Longer than 3 football fields and over 37 meters tall, the solar arc is clearly visible from the Tokaido Shinkansen as the bullet train crosses central Japan. The structure, covered with photovoltaic panels, looks like a temple of energy from another era, a time when Japan owned the solar power industry. Sanyo erected the arc in 2001, arraying on it 5,046 solar panels, capable of generating 630 kilowatts of pollution-free electricity. The era that gave rise to this feat began with the energy crises of the 1970s, when spiking global petroleum prices pummeled Japan's export-driven manufacturing economy. The country harnessed its dominance in the production of electronic semiconductor chips to pursue alternatives for cleaner, safer power in photovoltaics. And unlike other countries, such as the United States, it stuck with the resulting solar development programs even when oil prices dropped in the 1980s. Between 1985 and 2007, Japanese researchers filed for more than twice as many patents in solar technologies as rivaled U.S. and European inventors combined. Companies like Sharp, Sanyo Electric, Panasonic, and Kyocera became the clear leaders in solar technology. Japanese producers began ramping up sales and solar installations in the 1990s. By 2001, total solar power output in Japan was 500 times higher than it had been a decade earlier, a decade in which U.S. solar generation edged up by a meager 15%. Then it all came crashing to a halt a decade ago as the country staked its future on nuclear power. The government's nuclear plans were ambitious. By the time Fukushima Daiichi melted down, they would call for 14 additional reactors by 2030, which would have nearly doubled nuclear generation to account for 50% of Japan's power supply. Meanwhile, photovoltaic sales in Japan declined during the mid-2000s, and by 2007, Japanese producers had ceded global market leadership to U.S., Chinese, and European manufacturers. In just a few years, the country had gone from an industry leader to a has-been. What turned Japan away from the sun was a pernicious blend of perception, culture, and politics. Nuclear power had an aura of strength, while energy based on intermittent renewable power sources looked weak and unreliable, an impression encouraged by the country's politically powerful utilities. Though Japan has numerous locations that are ideal for wind and